Last week, in the middle of the World Series, we asked listeners to send us their favorite, actually true, unembellished sports story. We like this one about some really high stakes.
My name is Charlie Eisenman, and I live in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts.
I'm Betsy Hudson, and I live with Charlie.
The year was 1999, and Betsy and I had been discussing having a third child. And Betsy was pretty jazzed, but not quite adamant, I think it's fair to say.
Well, I was pretty adamant. We couldn't get him off the fence.
Okay. At any rate, we were going back and forth, and Betsy said, well, we should look for a sign which would tell us what to do.
Charlie had this idea about the Red Sox. He said if they won the World Series, we'd have the baby, and if they didn't win the World Series, we wouldn't. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound so hard.
Well, the Red Sox had a good year. They were just about to start the first round of the playoffs. But I felt a little guilty because she wasn't aware of the misery of being a Red Sox fan. They hadn't won a world title at that time in 81 years and had a national reputation of knocking on the door and then breaking your heart at the last minute. A well-deserved reputation, I might add.
I didn't know about that. I had to watch every second of every game, and I don't know where the kids were.
I'd be cleaning the kitchen and putting the kids to bed, and occasionally she'd yell out of the television room, what's a balk? Or how come the pitchers don't bat? Well, the Red Sox lost the first two games of that series, and it didn't look good. But then they rallied back.
Yay!
And they won three straight.
It was a sign.
And Betsy got really excited.
Very, very. Oh, I was out of my mind. I was excited.
But then the second round was, of course, against the hated Yankees. And they really went down without much of a fight. They lost that series in five games.
And I was totally stunned. I went out and I talked to my daughters, and we decided we were going to get a puppy.
But as a result of it, Betsy became a huge Red Sox fan. And it's almost not really fair, because in those 8 years, the Sox have subsequently won two world championships. People have been born, lived full lives, and died before that, never seen one world championship.
Well, listeners Charlie Eisenman and Betsy Hudson still root for the Red Sox from their home in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. They've been married 13 years, enjoying, they say, their two wonderful daughters. Here's your next homework assignment for Veterans Day next weekend. Send us the story of a war memento in your family, maybe one related to a loss, maybe one related to a homecoming. And you can send your email to homework@npr.org and make sure you include a phone number, or you can call in your story to the homework hotline, listen up, 202-408-5183. That's 202-408-5183. Up next, real homework from the classroom to the battlefield, reading literature at West Point, and this is NPR News.